And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Here's something that never seems to quite make it into those news releases touting the so-called Carolina comeback. More than 80% of the jobs created in North Carolina from 2009 to 2013 paid less than $33,000 a year. And that's the minimum one worker with one child needs to earn to afford the basic necessities of life, like food, clothing, housing, child care. The North Carolina Budget and Tax Center calls that the living income standard, and the majority of new jobs pay less than it takes for workers to meet it. Almost 60% of the jobs created in the last 4 years came in industries that paid on average less than the $23,580 per year families need to stay above the federal poverty level. And remember, many unemployed workers still haven't found a job at all and are no longer counted when the unemployment rate is calculated. A boom in low-wage jobs and a misleading unemployment rate. That doesn't sound much like a Carolina comeback to me. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.